Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. When you have that, would you say amen? I'm just going to read the latter part of this scripture. Well, I'm going to read the 10th verse. Talking about Nehemiah here, amen. He basically told the people what God has said to him, amen. Then he said unto them, verse 10, 8 and 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this is a day, this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. What is he really saying? He's like, don't worry about nothing you're going through. I have heard from the Lord. When you hear from the Lord, you're going to do what you need to do. Can I get amen? Once you have consulted the Lord and got your answer, Lord, you go on as normal and do what you need to do. That's what he's telling me. He said, neither for this day is holy unto the Lord. I'm going to read that again. He said, then he said unto them, verse 10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, whatever they was eating, whatever they're doing. He said, and send portions to them whom nothing is prepared. Send something to them that they don't have anything. For this day is holy unto our Lord. And it said, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And we want to turn to Isaiah the chapter 12 and verse 2 and 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you have it, just say amen. It said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, or the Lord God, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation, or he's become my help or deliverance. Therefore, with joy shall we draw waters out of the well of salvation. Amen. Amen. So we're going there. And then we're going to get two more scriptures to read, and that's in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody got that? 5 and 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Amen. I want to ask you to go back to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. When you have that, to say amen. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's one word we've been emphasized on a lot. Can anybody pick that up? What word have we been using over and over? I heard somebody, one person said, they let me know, you remember, you paying attention? One word we've been emphasizing on the lot, you can be seated in the presence of the Lord, is joy. We even just went that way. God had us praising him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's the message of today. Amen. Joy is a delight. It's taking a delight. Joy is jubilation. Joy is rejoicing. Joy is happiness. And it starts on the inside. See, joy don't start on the outside. So joy doesn't determine off of what you're going out of what you're going through. Not the joy of the Lord. We're talking about the joy of the Lord. The joy we're talking about is the joy that the Lord gave and the world can't take it away. And you can't not have joy unless you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, because that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. So you have to have the Holy Ghost to actually have joy. Amen. And that joy has to be, it will not be manifested until you stir it up. Amen. Just like you, my illustration about Kool-Aid. You get Kool-Aid and put it in a pitcher and put that water in there and you just leave it like that. Amen. It's going to taste horrible. Even if you stir it up, it's going to be horrible. It's not going to taste good until you put sugar in there. Amen. So that joy, amen, glory to God, it has to be stirred up. A lot of times people, they equate joy to I feel like. Can I get a witness in here? That we equate joy. I don't feel well today. I don't feel good about my situation. I'm going through in my mind. I don't feel joy. Joy is not based on what you feel. Because your feelings are fickle. They change back and forth. Them are your emotions. You don't go by what you feel. Amen. We got people sitting up in the house of God today all over the world, even including myself. You got situations in your life that you don't feel like I would like to even smile about. That don't feel good to me. Everybody here got something they're going through that, amen, that they could really be sad about. Can I get a witness? But you choose to praise God. Because you have the Holy Ghost. And you make a choice. It's a choice. You made a choice that I'm going to give God the praise. I'm going to give God the praise in spite of my situation. Because you know that he asked you to praise him in all things. Amen. And you can only do that through the Holy Ghost. But you know, I even met some people that don't have the Holy Ghost. For as I know. They may be know something about the Lord, but they may not have the Holy Ghost, and they do better than saints do. I seen a lady, matter of fact, one of the supervisors on over the Cato stores. She actually was going to a surgery last Friday. I believe she went through. I think she sent a fax said that she came through the surgery. Okay, she all that week, you wouldn't have never thought she was going through nothing. And when she was telling me she's not going to be here for a couple weeks, she said, you know, she said, you probably heard. She said, I'm getting surgery. She said, I'm getting, she has cancer. She said, I have breast cancer. I'm getting surgery that Friday. I said, yeah, I kind of heard something about it. I said, but the way I was looking at you and everything, I said, I was wondering, were you the same person they was talking about? Why? Because she about to work me out. We'll wipe this off, and I thought to myself, do I look like a clean-up woman? Not really. I think to myself, I'll do it this time. As long as I'm expecting me to do this all the time, because I'm black, you know? But I'm like, and I said, and she looked nice. I said, well, you look so much. You look good. She said, thank you. I said, she's very optimistic. In other words, she wasn't looking down on what she was going through. She said, I just wants to be working and keep myself busy. I don't want to sit home and just worry. Keep yourself busy. But we have bad reports. Folks, they give us a bad report. And you make your situation worse than it is. I looked at that lady and I learned something just watching her. I said, Lord, without your help, what would people be looking like? They know they're going to go to surgery. And they done told her how the surgery going to go and everything. You know you're going, they going to cut on you. You already, because somebody told me, they say, well, that's a wig she have on. I said, really? She sure look good. Look like her hair and everything. She got heels on everything. Ain't nothing that you wouldn't think nothing wrong with her. And I said, we seen the beer saints every time something hit us. And you know what? We got to change our attitude. Amen. We got to change our demeanor. It's time for a change. Somebody point to yourself and say, it's time for me to change. Amen. Because you would have what you say. It said, he told the people in the word of God, he said, don't neither be sorrowful. He said, go on. He said, because in other words, God has given us a word. God used Nehemiah. He gave him a word. But God gave him a word to give to the people. Let them know everything's going to be all right. When God tells us everything going to be all right about a situation, we have a tendency, we still do worry because we're human. But you can't sit there and say, well, I'm just human. I'm just going to worry. You got to say, Lord, help me to stop worrying. Amen. Then we have to stop talking about the situation. Amen. I have to ask the Lord to help me because sometimes you repeat yourself, you sound like a broken record. If your back hurt, my back. It's all right, but my back. Oh, it was all right. Just keep it out of your mouth. I said, Lord, just change my vocabulary. Because your back might not be hurt, but you're going to save my back hurt, so the devil going to make it hurt. Right. That's true. You have what you say. Amen. We call those things we call them upon ourselves. When God said call something as not as though they are, we won't call that, but we'll call our health problems upon ourselves. Now, I'm not being insensitive to no one because I got issues and stuff that goes on with me. You know, thank God he's been very good to me. I'm not on a lot of medicine and stuff out there. I could be worse off than I am. How many know you can be worse off than you are? It's a blessing. So I'm not being insensitive, but I'm just saying you cannot go up but keep looking down. Amen. If you got people around you, you can't go up if you got people pulling you down. Amen. Especially when people talk about, well, you know, you're going to get Alzheimer's, you're going to get all this because, you know, everybody in the family had it, you're going to get it too. Well, if you keep being around that and you eat that up, you're going to get there. Probably more faster than they say. Somebody got the praise. Because, see, Alzheimer's ain't just hitting people, and dementia's hitting real old people like it's hitting people. Got young men. I don't understand that one. Young people, they can't seem to remember things. Amen. They're just lazy. And they're lazy. Don't want to remember nothing. All right. I threw that in there. Galatians chapter 5. First, I'm jumping too ahead of myself. Glory to God. Yeah, let me go back. The devil want me to get back. That's why I start to talk. Yeah, I'm going to go back. Say, behold, God is my salvation. God is my help. He is my expectation. He is my deliverance. Salvation means he saved me. He said not only to save my soul, he come to save me out of whatever I'm going through. God come to deliver me. He's my salvation. You look up the word salvation and you will see what that means. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. Amen. I'm going to trust. Amen. How many know trusting is not easy for the flesh? But if you keep listening to things, putting it in your spirit, amen, to encourage you to trust, you will be able to trust. You will not be able to trust the Lord like you need to be trusting the Lord if you just spend all the time doing carnal things all the time. You never in your word, you never reading, you never in prayer. You will not be able to trust the Lord as good as somebody that's doing that. Because you're going to trust in the other stuff that you do. Your focus is going to be more into that. Somebody give God the praise. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. And not be afraid. How many know when you're trusting, God don't want us to be afraid. You might be tempted to be afraid, but you got to say, Lord, help me. I'm shaking and trembling. Don't let me be afraid. Then you got to catch yourself and look back where the Lord has brought you from. You got to catch yourself and say, he didn't let me go under back then, and he's not going to let me go under now. Amen. Make yourself a diary. Write yourself down on a journal if you got a forget like that. So you can go back and see what the Lord has done. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. How many know the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind? I don't know what people preach behind their pulpits, but we need to hear the word recited. As the preachers are preaching, we need to hear to bring back to our remembrance. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Because I tell you, the word of God is so powerful and sharp, and it's powerful than any two-edged sword, and it will drive the devil out of your life. It will drive depression and despair. If you really get hold of it like that, it will drive that stuff back to hell from whence it come. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Does that mean we don't get afraid? Yes, we get afraid. But we're not supposed to stay afraid. Even through your tears and shaking and trembling, you got to say, Lord, God, give me peace. Take this fear off of me. Amen. The devil will give you a bad report. He'll sum it all up and tell you what's going to happen to you. You got to say, I rebuke that. Sometimes the thoughts come to our mind and we don't mean no harm, but we entertain those thoughts and we just think that that's just a thought. Honey, that's the devil. Whose report will you believe? The report of the Lord or the report of the devil? Somebody give God the praise. The Bible says you should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of God. And you must hear, believe what you're hearing from the word of God. God's my salvation. I will trust. I will not be afraid. But I'll tell you something also. You can say what God said he's going to do all day long. But if you don't put some action to it and put some legs on your faith, it will not go nowhere. Amen. If the Lord say, tell you to, you're in on a bed of affliction and you say, I just can't get up. I just can't. The Lord say, yes, you can't get up. I can't bed. You know what? You're going to stay right there in that bed. Am I right? You got to move some. You got to act like you got to make some effort. All the people in the Bible that God healed, amen, the man said, I don't have nobody to put me in the water. People make all these excuses. I don't have nobody. You're going to sit 5 years, don't have nobody to keep letting people go in front of you. I don't have nobody to put me in the water. You ain't going to never get in there. When they healed, when the apostles healed, they say, arise. You got to stand up. You got to do something. Because God is helping your faith to be strong. I need a job. I need a job, Lord. God, you know how bad I need a job. Oh, God, I need a job so bad. Every day you tell the Lord the same thing, but you ain't got at your house and went nowhere. You know? So God expects you to do your part. And you get to doing your part, he'll bring you out of that situation so fast, what they say, make your head swim. See, we don't faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of God. We don't believe the word. When the word is being preached, you got to grab it, reach and grab it. Like, I might not understand, but I believe it. And start confessing it. But if you're just like, it is shoo, airplane, shoo, it went over your head, shoo, shoo. So words go over your head, that means it didn't go to you. It may went to somebody else. I preach the word here, it can go, zoo, go over Sister Joanne's head, go back to Brother Darnell. She didn't get none of it. Said, God forbid. You want to get it? That's for so and so. That ain't for me. That's why you ain't getting nowhere, because everything for so and so. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. God, behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust. You know, when we come to the house of God, I'm breaking in here back and forth and stuff because I'm preaching and teaching, and I'm doing the work of an evangelist and a pastor and all. So, because you can hear yourself going different directions. When we come to church, it's just like you going somewhere to get a meal. Do you want to go anywhere to eat? You know, sometimes we grab up a lot of garbage. It ain't even good for us. Then we're like, oh, I wish I never went there. That was horrible. You put your clothes on in the morning. You come to get something from the Lord. But you don't come to get something from the Lord. We're not giving nothing, putting nothing in. You put a song in, you put a testimony in, you put a praise in, whatever you put a praise on it. Yeah. Somebody say, put a praise on it. You put a praise on it when you are, if you can't even get up and say nothing, I'm going to sing it down. I'm going to jump it down. I'm putting something in it. Because I want something in return. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. So you're going to get your meal today. See, people don't look at it like that. I'm just going to hear a word. And that's what they do. I'm going to hear a word. Give me my word. I got my word. Don't go home. Come back again. Come get a word. And it won't help you none till you do something with that word. When you do something with that word, you'll come and breaking the doors down. I got a testimony. What the Lord has done for me. Amen. I was sick, but now I'm well. I was poor, didn't have no money in my pocket. Now I got money in my pocket. I was jobless, but I got a job. I might not have the job that I want, but I got a job. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody can... The devil said, you don't like this job. This ain't come from God. The devil's lying. And the Lord says, here, come here, my child. Let me just tell you a little thing or two. If it wasn't for the Lord who's up on your side, you wouldn't have this one. Somebody give God a praise. Before God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, or the Lord God, is my strength. God is your strength when you don't have strength. See, somebody might think, well, Sister Pastor Thomas, she's full of fire and holy. She feels like she'll be lighting us up on fire. You better light yourself on fire. I have to go before God before I come to stand before you to have any utterance. Sometimes I don't feel like it. I love doing the will of God, but sometimes I just want to sit. I'm human like you are. Don't expect me to light your fire. Sometimes I want somebody to light my fire. I be listening, seeing what I'm hearing, to I get something. enjoyed the whole service. I enjoyed the things. I was the testimony, Sister Joanne. So sometimes we praising God, but you're helping and exhorting somebody else at the same time. So all our praise is important. You got something to help somebody. Sister Tiffany, I can barely hear her back there because back when I was back in the back, I know I want to leave nobody out, whoever else was praying, but I can barely hear you back there. But I just thank God we edify one another. We pull strength from one another. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation or my deliverance. Therefore, with joy. Somebody say, with joy. With joy. It said, therefore, with joy. It didn't say without joy. Because you can't draw joy. It said, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. You're not going to get no joy from the Lord. Amen. If you don't have joy on the inside, you ain't going to reach out and get nothing. You got to have a praise. You got to have some joy to reach out to get some joy. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. In the book of Galatians, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love. And there's that word again, joy and peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Do you know the fruit of the Spirit is joy? We just said that. So then you say you got the Spirit of God, but you have no joy? You don't have the Spirit of God. Something wrong with your joy. If you say you got the Spirit of God, it needs to be stirred up like that Kool-Aid. It needs to be because it needs to come out. Because joy don't just stay in. Somebody say, I got the joy of the Lord. I got it. Yeah, I do. I got the joy of the Lord. But you can't even, a smile going to break your face. You can't even smile. The joy of the Lord is in there. You might not feel it. You might be going through something, but the joy of the Lord is going to come up and you're going to, I'm praising God anyway. Through my circumstances, I'm praising the Lord anyway. I don't feel like smiling today, but I'm going to smile. David said, I think myself happy. I ain't supposed to be happy according to the devil and people and things, but I think myself happy. He told that king, he said, I think myself happy. Or whoever was it, Paul said, I think myself happy. Say, you might be some kind of man, you know, we about ready to kill you. We can do whatever we want to do to you. We can cut your head off. Because he was beheaded. John the Baptist was. But Paul, we're going to get you, because all God's disciples, they went out of here some kind of way to read the book Martyrs. You'll see, so went out of here. He said, King, I respect you and everything. He said, but I think myself happy. He didn't say, I'm scared and trembling when y'all going to do it. He said, I think myself happy. He's like, you ain't going to take my joy. So joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And it's don't come. The joy that people have today is temporary joy. I have joy as long as I have money in the bank. I have joy when everything is going well. I have joy if I'm getting everything my way and everything I want. Watch them kind of people, because that's not the real joy. The real joy is like, I don't care if I have two dimes to run to get rub together and I have to eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich, but I can be happy anyway. That's the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is like, Lord, this is not the way that I wanted to go. My body don't feel the way it wanted to feel, but I can muster up a smile. I can muster up the wave in my hand. I can muster up some joy, because my situation could be worse than what it is. Somebody give God the praise. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And love is a fruit of the Spirit too. When you think about fruit, you think about just good. That's the word fruit. Anybody that don't like any kind of fruit at all, maybe they're from another climate or something, or a barbarian or something. Because most people like some kind of fruit. And just the thought of fruit. You might not like all kind of fruit, because I don't eat all kind of fruit. But fruit That's the thought of, it's a delight. That's the thought of fruit. Fruit is not going to make you sick. It's healthy, most fruit. Because it's got its natural sugar. It's not going to have all this added sugar to it. So just thinking of fruit, it's like the slice of an orange or a pear or some, whatever kind of fruit that you like. The fruit of the Spirit is love. So in that fruit, if you see it, don't say fruits with an S. It's one big fruit. But all these things is in that one big fruit because the Spirit of God is there. So you really are not sweet, and I'm not really sweet unless you have the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Then after you have the Holy Ghost, it has to be stirred up on the inside of you to manifest all this other stuff. What we're talking about here, love, joy, peace, it has to be stirred up. The fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy. And peace. So you know peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. So we want to pull things out. That's the fruit of the Spirit, joy. But you know peace is, that's what the Lord let me know when the devil want to come and steal my peace and everything. The Lord said, peace be still. God said, I want you to be in peace. I don't want you to be in turmoil and worry in your mind. So you're not walking in that spirit right now. So you need to go somewhere and sit down and get rested. Getting in peace. Because peace and rest goes together. Peace means that I'm not worried in my mind. I'm not troubled in my mind. I'm not up trying to figure this and that and other. I'm in peace. Peace is serenity and calmness and stillness. So that's one of the fruits of that's in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. Long suffering is even in there. Long suffering is turning it around. It's like suffering alone. That's all it means, it's suffering alone. It's like I can't put up with another thing. We tell the Lord, I can't put up with this no more. I can't put up with nothing no more. Like somebody used to say this, one sister said the tissue paper even hurt me. It hurt my ears. Now you know tissue paper, hurt tissue, that's a real song. I can't stand another nothing. The nerves are really bad. Tissue paper. Can't stand it. Don't you know if God allowed you to go through something? Whether you understand it and whether you feel like I can go through it or not, don't you know God already knows if you can go through that or not more than you do? Gentleness. Gentleness is nothing but to be kind. See, when people say they have the Holy Ghost, this is what you look and see, they got these manifestations. Not on a good day, but in it, no matter what they're going through, no matter what they're going through, what kind of situation they're going through, they still can stay in balance with this. They may feel like the devil trying to pull them out of balance, but they get back in balance. Some people, they get in a bad situation, they shut themselves out from the whole world. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. You still got to pay your bills. You still got to communicate. I just don't want to be bothered with nothing. Boom, shut the world off. The fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, not out of control. You're out of control. That's no manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. Ratting and raving. Talking about, I'm going to get you too. We don't shoot each other. Pull my sleeves up. We can ready to fight. Out of control. Against such there is no law. If that's the Holy Ghost, because you let the Holy Ghost work, it will work. Amen. And I guarantee you, when you're trying to stay in the fruit of the Spirit and trying to stay in the Spirit, other folks bother you and stuff, boy, they find themselves in trouble with God. God will put a stop to them right away. Amen. I ain't going to say what that man said. I said, woo! I don't know if say that. He said, that's why some of them, he said, the people come against me and they say this and talk me out about it. He said, that's why somebody, he said, I ain't had nothing to do with it. Somebody called and say they didn't get up that morning. I'm going like, woo! That's deep. But what he was trying to say, his point was trying to say, don't mess with people when they trying to live right. When God's trying to, amen, amen, they trying to let God be God, but you getting all in their way. Don't do that. It was a man in the Bible. I haven't read it in a while. Don't touch that ark. I don't think he was going to do was trying to keep the ark from falling. It wasn't nothing that he did bad. But when God said don't do something, you don't do it. It's just disobedience. If God say do this and do that, he wants you to obey what he say do. He say don't do that, don't do that. Now somebody would say, what kind of God is that? All the man did, he was just trying to keep the ark from falling. He was trying to catch it. But that man got struck dead. That bothered David, I believe it was. It really bothered him. He didn't understand that. But the essence of the problem, when God say don't do something, don't do it. When God tell you to do something, you want to do it. Somebody give God the praise. So you ain't got to worry about people bothering you and stuff. I be saying, Lord, help them not to do that because they don't know. They think they hurt me. They don't know what they might be up against. Amen. Don't let them bother. Lord, help them behave if they misbehaving. Lord, help them behave. Didn't Jesus pray that way? Jesus told him he's on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. He could have called a legion angel and killed every last one of them. Right? But he ain't saying they know what they do. Sometimes people are doing things they don't know what they're doing. Somebody give God the praise. Yeah. Talking about people, putting your mouth on people. God said, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Even if you don't understand it, shut your mouth. I try to make it a good thing not to go around talking about, giving comments about people and getting it to depth. I try to be careful of that. Because you don't know. Like God knows. It says Romans chapter 14, verse 17. And the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink. The kingdom of God is not how we take care of our homes and live every day. That's not the kingdom of God. That's our lifehood. That's our livelihood. That's what we do. It's not, don't exchange that. Don't get it twisted, for that's the kingdom of God. Because if you don't watch it, you'll get so caught up in those things and forget about the kingdom of God. Those things are separate from the kingdom of God. Those things you have to take care of in this life. But you don't misplace them and get it twisted. You still want to keep the things of God in this proper place. Somebody give God praise. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness first. There's the words again, peace. And there's the other word, joy, and the Holy Ghost. When you find yourself acting like the devil, when you find yourself getting all out of God's will and stuff, you got to say, I'm not walking in the peace of God. I'm not walking in the fruit of the Spirit. I need to change that right away. You don't have to wait nobody to change for it. The Lord, I don't, created me a clean heart and a right spirit. Amen. So we're about concluding this message today, talking about the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. See, that's why all these good things, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, all these things that we have need of to manifest, those things, if you know, they bring strength. If you got bitterness, hate, indifference, strife, all these negative things, the worst of the flesh, so we, Lord willing, we want to be talking about that Wednesday. If you don't change our message, the fruits of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. If we don't manifest, let God work on us, all the goodness and the temperance and all that, we have no strength. See, that's where you draw your strength from. That's why you can't keep hate and dislike and strife and all that stuff in your heart, because you have no spiritual energy. It would rob you of your spiritual energy, so you will have no strength. You won't have the joy of the Lord. If you let somebody get mad at you, they get a bad attitude at you, you let them stay that way. Just say, Lord, would you help me not to get that way, and would you work on them? Don't get on like they are, because that'll be a hindrance to you. Amen? Just keep praying, Lord, just keep me in the right spirit. Amen? And so I can keep my strength. And then not only that, when I need you, Lord, I want to be able to know that I can go right to you. I don't want to feel like I got to cross this barrier, that barrier, that barrier, that barrier. Don't know if I'm still going to get to you. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. I don't want to be getting into it with people. Amen. Amen. And trying to go in and pray over that stuff. You can't pray over indifferences and strife and bad behavior and all that. You can't pray over that stuff. You got to get this stuff out. Amen. So, amen. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Joy in the midst of sorrow. God will give you joy in the midst of sorrow. When you should be sad and discouraged and depressed and despondent, God will give you joy. He'll lift up your head. Amen. In Psalms 121 say, lift up your head, O ye gates. God told you, he told me, he didn't tell somebody else. He said, lift up your head. Y'all act like I studied when I said that. He said, somebody get that. It said, lift up your head. He didn't say, lift up somebody else's head. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates. So God's saying, when you want to walk down like that, God said, lift your head up. And he said, as you lift up your head and praise me while you're lifting up your head, he just said to you, look up the ceiling, lift up your head. I lift up, Lord, I lift up. He said, lift up your head and praise me. Amen. He said, and he said, and the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. Say, will come down and flood your soul, the King of glory. Amen. And he's our joy in the midst of sorrow. God is our hope or expectations for tomorrow. See, without joy, without hope, you have no expectations. The devil tell you this today is the end of your journey. You don't have nothing to look forward to. But how many know when you got God in your life, you got something to look forward to, because it's not over till God says it's over with. Somebody give God the praise. And say, joy is when things are good or bad. Joy, some people can't be happy till they're doing what they want to do. I just can't be happy. That's not real true joy. Joy comes whether I got it or I don't have it, whether it's going my way, whether it's not going. That's the joy of the Lord, and that's because the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And joy comes from the Spirit of God. So true joy, real joy, you cannot have unless you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You can't have it. You really can't have the real joy until you have the Holy Ghost, because we don't know real joy till we know the Lord. You really don't have real peace till you have the Holy Ghost, because you don't know that real peace. You don't have none of that till you have the Holy Ghost. So you must have the Holy Ghost to have all these things. And then after you have the Holy Ghost, you must stir up the gift that's inside of you. You must stir up the Holy Ghost. Stir it up by prayer and praises and seeking God and living for God. Somebody give God the praise. Stand to your feet and let's worship the Lord. Thank God for the word. Somebody thank him for the word. Y'all start thanking him and keep on thanking him. Thank him. That's because I say thank him. Thank him. Just keep on praising him for the word. Thank him. When it's really real in your heart, you don't have to have nobody say it one time, say it two times. Simon said two, Simon said three. And then you don't say it no more till seven. That lets you know it's not really coming from your heart. Don't praise him in there. Somebody praise him. You're not praising Pastor Tom, you're praising God. Keep on thanking him, praising him, because he didn't give you a lot today. You should really thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, Lord God. Lord, God, we stressed out, God, for a while, Lord, to try to get your will accomplished today. Lord, we pray, God, that not one word fall to the ground, but accomplish that you sent it out to do. And Lord, with everything that we've given out, we ask you to give back to us again, Lord. Lord, let the word fall on good ground. Let it accomplish in that what you sent it out to do in our lives, God, today. Lord, you're great today, and you're greatly to be praised. Lord, you're worthy, and you're worthy to be praised, God. Lord, we bless the Lord upon our souls, Lord, and all that's within us. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's under the sound of our voice, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, God, that the will of God will be done in all our lives, God. God, we pray that this word will find us, God, and follow us, God, even when we leave here, God. It will help us throughout the week, throughout the day, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to play it, Brother Darnell. Where are you playing? Let's play this. Just reach on out. Somebody just reach on out to him.